This is Olive, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Southside.
This is Cooper, and I'm 4 years old.
This is Elena. I'm 13 years old and live in Spickley.
This is Julian. I'm 14 years old and live in Highland Park. And this is the Kittsburg Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Kittsburg Podcast. We're so glad you can spend a little time with us getting inspired by fascinating people, discovering cool places to explore with kids, and hearing honest answers to the questions we've asked teens from the Pittsburgh area. I'm Melissa Rayworth, Kittsburgh's editor, and I am here with two of my favorite friends and coworkers.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm Christine Sorensen, and I'm a Kittsburgh producer and KDKA anchor, and I am so excited for today's episode. We're going to inspire parents and kids with a really cool interview about what it's like to pursue a professional soccer career.
And I'm Kittsburgh's director, Yuling Chang. We've got so much good stuff to share with you. We start every episode with a Pittsburgh hidden gem, someplace that's truly cool, but not everybody in this region may know about. Today, ahead of our interview with Piper Caulfield, we're going to hear about going to see professional soccer at the Riverhounds and Riveters games.
So many Pittsburgh families have a tradition of going to see the Steelers or see the Pens play or go to Pirate games. And so many Pittsburgh kids play soccer. But not all families might realize that Pittsburgh has professional women's and men's soccer teams playing at Highmark Stadium at Station Square. This is such a fun thing to do with your family. The games give you this incredible view of downtown. And it's really thrilling for kids and adults to watch these games in person. I mean, soccer, I think a lot of us know from watching our kids play, it's a really intense, impressive sport. And when you're sitting there up close watching professionals do this, it's incredible. The season runs through October, and they play teams from all around the country. Ticket prices generally range from about $25 to about $65. And they have also a lot of fun events. I know at some of the upcoming Riveters games, they are going to have fireworks nights and post-game karaoke with a live band. So it's a really fun way to spend time with your family.
I love going to these games. I mean, you feel like you are on the field. You feel like you are another player cheering them on. And of course, there's the beautiful view of Pittsburgh. What's also fun is they just have a lot of great family activities before and after the game. I mean, just getting to go on the field and meet the players and how friendly they are in signing your ball or t-shirt or program book. It's a great night.
Again, there's not a bad seat in the house. Mm-hmm. Everything is so close. You know, you can go to Steeler game and you can kind of barely see because to get an affordable ticket is not easy. It's such a great place. And so many kids love soccer. So to be able to see it played at that level, I think, is really inspiring for kids.
You can find a link to learn more information about the Riverhounds and the Riveters at kittsburgh.org/podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kittsburgh. You're listening to the Kittsburgh Podcast.
There are so many benefits to kids playing sports, from the physical benefits of staying active to learning important life skills like leadership, teamwork, and communication. At Kittsburgh, we often hear from kids on how they aspire to become a professional athlete and make it to the big leagues. Well, we're excited for our next guest who is doing just that. It's an incredible time right now in Pittsburgh with the inaugural season, the very first season, of the women's soccer team, the Pittsburgh Riveters. Joining us in the studio is Piper Caulfield, a defender and deputy team captain of the Riveters. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we have so many questions for you, but first, tell us how you started playing soccer and when you discovered your passion for this sport.
I come from a family of athletes. My parents both played collegiate sports at Pitt, and my sister always played soccer. So growing up, kind of I was around sports, and I started playing soccer. In Mars, it's a big thing. One thing that I think is a little unique is that I played a bunch of sports. I played basketball, ice hockey, volleyball. So I kind of always thought basketball was going to be my sport, ironically. And then COVID happened, and I just fell in love with soccer, and I realized that's what I wanted to do. So after COVID, I really started honing in on soccer. But to answer your question, I've been playing soccer. I've been kicking a ball pretty much since I was 3 or 4 years old. It's been my sport.
Oh, I love that. And you're only 19 now, and you already have this incredible career, starting with the Pittsburgh Riverhounds Academy, being named team captain. You attended Mars High School in Pennsylvania, where the soccer team was ranked ranked number one in the country. And so now you're playing in the Big Ten for Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. On top of that, you're at the vanguard of women's sports and playing for the inaugural season of the Riveters, where you're one of two players to have played every minute of the Riveters season so far. So what does all this mean to you?
I mean, I can't even begin to put it into words, to be honest, but it's been such an honor. And, you know, being a Pittsburgh kid, I grew up here, so being able to represent my city and also the support that's behind us has been incredible. I was actually just talking to my family the other night, and they were like, what's been the most fun part for you? And honestly, the most rewarding, the most fun is seeing, you know, after the game, there's all these little girls, they come onto the field, little girls and boys, to be honest, and just seeing women's sports and women's soccer in particular grow in Pittsburgh. You know, we've had some incredible sports between the Pens, the Pirates, the Steelers, the Riverhounds. So to finally see that on the women's side, and hopefully that continues to grow, and being able to be some sort of role model or example for these younger girls, it's been so incredible, especially representing my city wearing black and gold.
And you're definitely an inspiration to these girls. My two girls were on the field last night getting your autograph. And for them, it really was like, I can see this as a path for myself because here's this Pittsburgh girl who did it too. So you are the deputy team captain for the Riveters. And what is that role?
You know, I'm 19 and we have some older girls on the team, but I think it's been really rewarding to be able to wear that captain band. I think some of the things that come with that, it's just I'm a competitor. I always want to win games. And I think we have a team full of leaders. So just because, you know, I'm wearing the captain band, I think I like to lead. I like to lead vocally and by example, hopefully. But I also think every single player on the team has stepped up and had a leadership role in different capacities. We've had a couple results that maybe haven't gone exactly how we wanted, a couple ties here, or one loss. And so kind of just keeping our head on straight and keeping the focus on having fun. And I like spreading that message of playing for each other. I think that's been like the most important for us this summer.
And as a leader, all leaders have people they look up to. Who would you say you admire as a leader?
This is kind of a cliche answer, but I always say my older sister played soccer at Pitt. She was a captain there. I had the opportunity to play with her in high school and kind of all growing up. So she's been the person that I most look up to as a leader. And I try to strive to be like her. And we joke back and forth. Finally, you know, her senior year of college, she's asking me for advice on some soccer stuff. And it was kind of like a crazy turnaround. But she's someone that I've always just looked up to. And now kind of both being adults, it's kind of crazy, but she's just a great leader. She's positive. She has a great impact, and she just really wants what's best for the team. So she's someone that I've always looked up to.
That's awesome. So I want to ask you, actually, when looking for advice, oftentimes we watch kids play sports, and sometimes things don't go the way you want them to go, right? You might have a bad game, or you're disappointed. I'm sure you've probably experienced that as well. What advice do you have for kids to overcome those disappointments?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a challenge, and I'm a huge advocate for mental health in sports. I think it's something that has become a serious issue, and I also think I'm a competitor, so I have trouble leaving the game at the field, and that's always kind of a message. They're like, leave it, like, be a goldfish, forget about it, but I definitely have experienced that. You know, you have a bad game, something doesn't go your way, you go home, you're beating yourself up about it, or you're upset all night, it kind of ruins your day. The advice that I have is that your identity is so much bigger than your sport. I think your sport is something that you love. It's something that you're passionate about, and it's become a huge part of who I am, but it isn't who I am completely. So I think for kids, it's just understanding that, like, continue to do the thing you love and focus on why you're doing it. You're doing it because you love it. So, you know, if things don't go your way, if you don't win a game, at the end of the day, it is a game, and it's really important to us, and it's kind of shaped me into the person that I am today. But I think understanding that things don't always go your way, so you learn just as much from a bad game as you do from a good game. How can I learn from that? How can I become better from that? But also, how can that grow me into a better person? How can I fix that next game or fix that off the field? How can my attitude be positive to help shape that?
That's great advice. And speaking of sports not being who you are, what are you studying? And how did you choose that major? And then how do you balance all the academics with the athletic?
Yeah, so I'm a finance and real estate major at Indiana in the Kelley School of Business. So it's been a lot. It's kind of tough to balance. I chose that major. It was kind of a last minute decision, to be completely honest. I decided to go to Indiana. They had a pretty good business school, and I was like, you know what? I'm interested in business, so I'll pick it up. And I've really loved it. It's been a challenge. There's definitely times where it's hard. You have an exam coming up and a game coming up, and you might miss the exam for a game and have to make it up. And that's really tough, but I think time management, I know everyone would probably say that, but taking care of what you need to take care of so that you can focus on the game. And we see, I just talked about mental health, but also like that stress factor of like, okay, how can I complete my work in a timely manner so that then I can focus on the game rather than, you know, my head spinning in a million different directions. So it's definitely challenging to balance. However, it is teaching me so many important skills and getting my stuff done early. There's no room for procrastination in college between classes and soccer. So
You sound very busy, and that is good advice. Like, I feel like I have to take that for myself too, right? So what do you do for fun? What do you do to relax?
That's a great question. I'm a big reader. I think it's like the only time I feel like I could shut my brain off, focus on something else. Like, I'm a worrywart. I'm thinking about soccer. I'm thinking about school all the time. So especially in the summer, I like to take that time. I like to read a book or hang out with my family is another thing. You know, I have two younger brothers, so coming home, just I spend as much time as possible with my family. It's hard being away from home, but then you come home and it's just so restful and relaxing. So we do family stuff all the time, whether that's just going to the grocery store as a family or going to the driving range and hitting some golf balls. I think just doing things that are outside of your sport or outside of school kind of get my mind off things, turn off my mind, and hang out with people that I love the most, which is my family.
That's great. And your family was at the game. They were so supportive. So as you shared, you know, there are lots of little kids, young aspiring players that come to the games, and they were at the Riveters. It was a jam-packed house, Christine. It was riveting, not to, no pun intended. And we saw many girls wearing their soccer jerseys, right? Whether it was their school jersey, their club jersey, someone they admired, cheering the Riveters on. And after the game, it was so cool that you guys invited them all onto the field so they can meet you in person, see that you're real people, and get your autograph. And I was struck by your teammates and how they all thanked us for coming to the game. And we're like, wait a minute, thank you for playing the game and for being here in Pittsburgh. So what does it mean to you to meet all of these fans, and especially girls aspiring to do what you do?
It means just as much for us, for them to come to our games, as it does for them to get our autograph or things like that. So we really appreciate everybody that comes, and that's been the most rewarding. I was training a little girl the other day, and then I saw her at the game, and it's like seeing someone like that where it's like, okay, I get to be an influence and an impact on someone's life and hopefully in a positive way. And Tessa touched on it back at the kit reveal. Growing up, there wasn't a lot of women's soccer in Pittsburgh. There was girls' soccer, and soccer's always been big in Pittsburgh and up in Mars, but kind of you had Megan Klingenberg, who played for the U.S. national team. But outside of that, that was like the female role model. And otherwise, it's kind of male role models, especially in soccer, that we're looking to here. So now having a group of 30, 40 girls who are playing for the Riveters, it's been so awesome. And we're hoping that these girls and boys can look up to us and they can see that, you know, it's possible and you keep working. And we all love our sport. We love our city. And hopefully they see that we're having fun and we love meeting everybody. So it's meant so much to see the support that's behind us.
And your team is incredible. I mean, if I understand it correctly, half the players are from the Pittsburgh area and half are not, right? So, like, your goalie is from Germany and plays on the team there, the national team there. Yeah. But I also love seeing girls like, hey, I go to Mars, or I go to Plum, or I go to Avonworth. And they were just like, hey. And the players were so supportive, like, hey, you got to keep the tradition alive, right?
Yeah, that's something that's awesome. You know, there's always a few Mars girls that reach out. And I love meeting everybody, but especially the Mars girls, it's cool to see, like, hey, like, you know, I have little brothers that go to Mars, and so meeting them and meeting anybody from local schools, you know, we have, like you said, more than half the team, or about half the team is from Pittsburgh, so that's cool to see that things are still rolling. You know, you leave your high school, and it's hard to, like, leave that program behind. You know, playing for Mars was, like, one of the best experiences ever, so then I see girls, they're wearing their Mars shirts, and I just have, like, such a sense of pride for my high school, and I'm like, all right, come on, like, keep it going, and it's cool to stay in touch and be supportive of that, and I still feel like I'm part of it, which is awesome.
You know, there's so many kids who love soccer, but a lot of different sports. What advice do you have for kids who are playing sports, whether it's just for fun or maybe something they want to pursue in college or beyond?
The most important thing is to love what you're doing and keep that at the center. Soccer, it's something that I love. It's my biggest passion. And I think as serious as it gets, especially at the collegiate level or for the Riveters, that's what I always try to focus on. You know, we bring the team in before the game. We're having a huddle. Almost always the focus is, hey, guys, let's go out there, have fun. We're playing in front of this incredible group of fans, and we're getting to play the sport that we love. So for kids playing sports, I think the biggest focus is keep that love for the sport. Keep that at the center and the drive. Yeah, we want to perform, and yeah, we want to get better at our sport and push ourselves. And I train just as much as anybody, but I think taking a day off when you need a day off so that you can recenter and be like, I love this sport and that's why I play it, not because I'm trying to prove anything to anybody else. Yeah, I want to get better. I want to continue to grow, but I love the sport and that's why I'm doing it.
So the Pittsburgh Riveters are in the USLW League, which is the top pre-professional league in the United States and basically a springboard to the pro leagues like NWSL and the European League. So what are your next aspirations in soccer?
I kind of always joke when my parents ask me the same question. I'm like, wherever the tide takes me, we'll see. But, you know, I have a couple more years of college, so we'll see how those go. But I would absolutely love to play professionally. And, you know, we talk about getting to play a game as your job is the most incredible thing. And I talked about that love for soccer. So I would love to play professionally and continue that. Not sure exactly what that looks like, but I think playing in America would be absolutely incredible. But if not, playing overseas and having that opportunity would be incredible as well. So I think I am looking to play professionally. What that looks like yet, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, we'll be following you. So before we go, you've got, four siblings in your family. What do you guys as a family like to do in the Pittsburgh area together?
Oh, great question. We just went around to all the neighborhoods. So we go to Shadyside, Southside, Squirrel Hill. So we love exploring and doing things like that. And one of my brothers is 10 years old, so it's a little, we're on like different ages. So my older sister's 22, my younger brother's 10. So we're like all over the place a little bit, but like ate a bunch of different pizzas and like rated them and talked about our favorite pizza places. So things like that, just hanging out, coming downtown, doing some sightseeing. We love Pittsburgh sports. We're big Penguins fans especially. So I think that's something else. We come down, we watch some Penguins games every once in a while. Every time I'm home, I try to catch some sort of Pittsburgh sporting event, whatever sport that may be.
You're truly black and gold.
I'm Pittsburgh through and through.
Piper, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story with all our listeners and fans. It was great to hear from you and just the insights of how you've become who you've become. And so thank you, and we will definitely be following you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
I loved that Piper knew that she loved soccer and she really had the confidence and the courage to pursue this as a career. But at the same time, she's majoring in business and finance. And so there's sort of a whole big, long road stretched out ahead of her. She can have the years that she spends playing soccer and hopefully playing soccer professionally for a long time, but she has this whole other interest and she's getting her education in that. So who knows what else she might do?
Well, and as she said, sports is not who you are. And I think sports is so great for kids, especially playing through high school. I mean, there's just so many things you can learn from it. But I think sometimes it's a hard transition after that when maybe sports isn't in your life as a player. And what is your identity when you've built so much of your identity around sports? And so I think she had a great perspective on that.
And I loved how she highlighted all the skills that she's learning through sports, right? As a leader, a good communicator, making decisions in real time, time management.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? I mean, I just thought, wow, I need to be Piper.
it is an incredible commitment to balance. You know, she's playing Division I sports at college. She is working professionally as a riveter and she's taking her classes and clearly staying really connected to her family and her friends. Mm-hmm. It's really impressive. You can find a link to learn more about the Riverhounds and Riveters at kidsburg.org/podcast. And in a moment, we'll hear some honest talk from local teens.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
The students at SLB Radio's Youth Media Center helped us out by asking their fellow students, what might you want to do for a career that might surprise people? Let's hear what they said.
I've always loved like singing and acting, so probably want to be like an actor. And if that doesn't work, I would probably want to be a teacher of some sort. I've always loved just working with people.
So a career I want to do that might surprise people, and this sounds vague, but it is not vague to me at least. I want to work in the third place. This is like a place where people are able to like work on things they care about, like an after school activity for youth, or like a cafe or something.
I was always focused on becoming a singer, but now I think I'm focusing on to becoming a chef. My dad kind of inspired me to cook. He's always wanted me to cook with him, and it just got me hooked onto it. It reminds me of home.
I just realized that I'm interested in psychology, because that's also something that I'm interested in studying. Not counseling people necessarily, I don't really want to do that, but I want to like study it.
My name's Ronan, I'm 13, and I live in Mount Lebanon.
I'm Lila. I'm 19, and I'm from Shadyside.
Hi, I am Jackson. I am 14, almost 15, and
I live in Hempstead.
My name is Olive. I'm 15, and I live in Allison Park.
We covered a lot in this episode, and we've got much more coming up in the next Kidsburg podcast episodes.
Just go to kidsburg.org/podcast to find all our episodes from this season and from season 1 and 2.
And be sure to sign up for our free weekly Kidsburg newsletter to find the news stories and online guides that help grownups with the big, beautiful job of parenting in the Pittsburgh region and beyond. Thanks for joining us for the Kidsburg podcast.
This is Rocco. I'm in 7th grade and homeschooled, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
On the next Kidsburg Podcast, we talk with musical theater performer and teacher Billy Hartung about the remarkable career he's pursued and the many ways that performing can be an amazing experience for kids. Plus, we share details about the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's Fiddlesticks concerts. And we spill the tea with teens, getting their thoughts on how they deal with the challenge of rejection. Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to find resources, get insight from local experts, and discover all the cool events happening in the Pittsburgh region.